Lemonada.
This show contains sensitive content. Nikki Adamando is frozen at a traffic light in Poughkeepsie, New York. It's 2 a.m. Her kids are asleep in the back seat. She sees a cop pull up behind her.
Just one more time, go through the story with me. Is there anybody else in the house, actually?
Okay. For the past 9 years, Nikki has been in a relationship with Chris Grover, a local gymnastics coach and the children's father.
What's his name?
Chris's blood is on Nikki's leggings. Her own blood is in her underwear. She's explaining this to the cops right now.
I was here in shock right now.
I had sex with me earlier.
Okay.
And
was that consensual? No. Okay.
Tonight, she says she made a decision to survive. Nikki is sure she acted in self-defense. She thinks the fight for her life is finally over.
He was hurting her really badly.
How many times does her arm have to get dislocated before somebody reports him?
We love a true crime story when the woman is dead. Her naked body is the starting point of most podcasts. Only in death can she secure her status as the perfect victim. No voice, no power, no pulse. That's why Nikki's story is the upside down story. It's the story we don't tell. The one where she survives. But not everybody accepts this version.
I don't believe a word of Nikki Adamando ever.
There's no flipping way. There's just no way. Because if you knew him as a person, you would say, there's no way.
He was a very loving, patient, caring person who had the misfortune of staying with someone who was plotting out his murder.
Can someone kill but not be a murderer? When can a woman fight back without being punished? I'm Justine Vanderloon. This is Believe Her, a new podcast from Lemonada Media, launching October 21st.
To them, this was a case. Like, these were my actual experiences. This was my life.